Unless otherwise noted, specific details and quotations on this page come from single sources and the records of the Moravians in North Carolina, primarily the official diary for Bethania. The perilous balance the Moravians maintain is perfectly illustrated when a company of 100 Loyalists or Tories ride into town, possibly up this road, on Thursday, October 12, 1780. Their colonel, Gideon Wright, demands to know if any liberty men, meaning patriots or Whigs, are here. The answer is no, so he apparently leaves the town undisturbed. A much larger force appears a few months later. Starting around noon on Friday, February 9, 1781, Cornwallis's British army arrives from the south to the left if looking at Main Street after crossing Shallow Ford. More than 2,000 men and a large number of camp followers set up among endless campfires where you stand and all around town. To help you imagine the extent, when camped south of Salem a few days later along a stream, they covered 2.5 miles. For our walk up Main Street, I will give you walking instructions and then say pause. Pause the audio, follow the instructions, and start the audio back up. Go north across the road coming from the visitor center into the historic heart of town. Walk up the rock sidewalk leading you past the front of the house on the corner to the first crosswalk. Cross the street in the crosswalk. Turn right and walk up the street to the first alley. Pause. The first alley marks the edge of what originally was the town square. By the time of the Revolution, the layout of the homes and church had shifted to what you see today. None of the homes on this side of Main, south of the alley, existed yet. Several on the other side did by 1800 and might have by wartime. Continue to Jan Hus Lane, the next road on the left. Pause. The house across the lane exists when Cornwallis is here, built in 1775. Officers and their servants crowd into the few homes like this one, a log cabin at the time. Across the street at the time, where Bethania Moravian Church now stands, is the second wooden Gemein House, or Community Hall, a combination church, meeting hall, and community center, built in 1770. Continue to 5570 Main Street. Pause. The current house only dates to around 1808. During the Revolution, this lot was the site of a schoolhouse, possibly the first one, given its location. The records say that all of the children, and probably the unmarried female teens, are moved to the schoolhouse for protection from the soldiers. No doubt they spend a sleepless night under the care of several mothers. Walk to the end of the block at Loesch Lane. That's L-O-E-S-C-H. Pause. The last house on the left was a log cabin built in 1775. The empty lot across the lane is where the pre-1765 tavern stood, which was ransacked overnight by thirsty soldiers. Please go to the audio clip under Cornwallis Demands Horses.